You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Happy Galactic Tick Day. I bet you didn't know that this is Galactic Tick Day, which most likely gets you asking, what the heck is a galactic tick? David Snyder is the inventor of Galactic Tick Day. He is with us now. Now, you're not an astronomer, David, but can you tell us just what is a galactic tick?
Yeah, Cynthia, thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. So a galactic tick is a unit of time that was essentially invented to take the motion of the solar system around the galaxy, which takes about 225 to 240 million years. And so the idea in creating a holiday to celebrate this motion, we had to figure out how do we take that long period of time and distill it down into something that's a bit more digestible on the human time frame.
With something we can wrap our brains around.
Exactly. A galactic tick is 1/100th of an arc second, as in degrees, minutes, and seconds of that kind of cosmic year.
Okay, so how often do we have a galactic tick happen?
Approximately every 1.77 years. And so the second problem to solve in kind of this idea, and we can get into a little bit about where it comes from if you like, but this idea of having this holiday to celebrate the motion of the solar system around the galaxy was, once we had the length of a tick established, how do we figure out what the starting date should be? And so what we did is took the day that the telescope was patented and essentially extrapolated it out, adding 1.77 years, 1.77 years, and so on and so forth. And so the next galactic tick day is today, and then in another approximately 1.77 years, we'll celebrate again.
Now, why should we care about a galactic tick? Why should we celebrate?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds silly on the surface, and, you know, I can certainly understand that. The rationale behind wanting to do a project like this is, I think it kind of distills down into three buckets. The first is probably the most obvious, which is it's a nice learning opportunity for people to say, hey, you know, the sun is actually in motion. There's large astronomical motions out there, and they're utterly fascinating. The second piece is kind of an appreciation or a settling into the awe of how phenomenal and fantastic that we're alive and awake in a time that there's this endeavor of science going on, and there's been a thoughtfulness that has occurred where people are able to figure this out, and we have the ability to know this information. And then the third level gets like in kind of to the meta or meditative sphere, which is when you're sitting with the size and the scale of existence in, you know, in a quiet time, what arises in your own individual experience? Some people find it crushingly depressing. However, the other side of the spectrum is people think about this and they see kind of Carl Sagan's vision of the pale blue dot and really understand that we are a kind of all in this together as a planetary society. And we know that we're also a human family here.
You know, it's kind of funny because I get that feeling when I follow the International Space Station astronauts on Twitter. And every time they post some photo from up there, I kind of get, I know what you're getting at there. What are you going to do to celebrate Galactic Tick Day?
Yeah, so this evening here in San Francisco, a couple friends and I are hosting a party there. It should be a lot of fun. We've got some science talks and some DJs. There's no recipe for celebrating at this point. Perhaps that will be something that emerges on as we continue to kind of talk about this this idea of Galactic Tick Day and this new fun project here.
And you know what? You don't have to buy presents for Galactic Tick Day. You can just make the most of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's been pretty incredible, the kind of the response. There's a group in Romania, there's a group in Ottawa, and there's a group in Washington, D.C. that I know of, potentially others that are today gathering together and either having some kind of event or having some kind of science salon or just walking through the park and kind of looking at the stars. So it's something that people have found really interesting, and I kind of like it because it's both silly and extremely deep at the same time.
Indeed. And if we serve this up for everybody a little bit too late to plot any way of celebrating this year's Galactic Tick Day, then, hey, make your plans for 633.7 days down the road and you can do it again. You can actually get more information by going to galactictick.com. That's galactictick.com. galactictickday.com. David Snyder, inventor of Galactic Tick Day. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much. Have a great GTD.